Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the center fielder, Jigger Stats. Batting third, the third baseman, George Grantham. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting seventh, the shortstop, John Kelleher. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Percy Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Percy Jones. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ray Powell. Batting second, the second baseman, Larry Kopf. Batting third, the right fielder, Walton Cruz. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Tony Boekel. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Al Nixon. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Snake Henry. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey O'Neill. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Miller. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Frank Miller. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards first. Henry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stats for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf strikes out. Two outs. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan strikes out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller fires to first and has Grimes trapped. There's the throw to Kopf, who tags Grimes for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kopf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Boekel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boekel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grantham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snake Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Kopf applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grantham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 1 in the game. Stats hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grantham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Powell moves to second. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to third for the out. Kopf moves to second. One out. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 0 for 1 in the game. Boeckel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kopf moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to home to get Kopf. Cruz moves to third. Boeckel moves to second. Two outs. Snake Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a fly ball into left field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcote is called out on strikes. two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ford. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kopp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford strikes out. One out. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Frank Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boeckel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams bunts towards first. Henry scoops it up and throws to first, with Kopp covering, for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 2 in the game. Stats hits a line drive into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 2 in the game. Grantham hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Kopff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kopff hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boeckel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. Boeckel moves to second. Two outs. Snake Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 2 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kopff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 2 in the game. Callahan hits a pop-up towards third. Boeckel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heathcott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcott. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Heathcott steals second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Miller, and towards Kopf, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callahan. Ford reaches second base with a double. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ford moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. O'Neill moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grantham fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fitzgerald pinch hits for Gabby Hartnett. Howard Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Barber pinch hits for Percy Jones. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive towards short. Ford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Kettlewirtz now catching. George Stuland now pitching. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cruz moves to second. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boeckel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stuland fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boeckel moves to second. Snake Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 3 in the game. Henry hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-3 in the game. Stats hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-3 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Powell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Ford. Ford fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Ford. Stats goes all the way around to score. Grantham moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-3 in the game. Callahan takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heathcott hits a pop-up towards third. Boeckel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callahan. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Callahan steals second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell throws the ball into Ford who tags Kelleher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grantham scores. Callahan scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill strikes out. One out. Lloyd Christenbury pinch hits for Frank Miller. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.